Hey, dear patrons, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you my new rebirth, final part. By the end of March, the snow was gone, the roads were open, and we could leave the ranch. Once we had the cattle outdoors, I stopped mixing their feed. They would now spend the summer grazing. When Ben was able to get his truck started after wintering in a shed, he took me into the nearest town on a shopping trip for food and provisions. I didn't feel shy about being seen as a woman since I knew I looked passable, and I was so eager to see other humans, I was excited to go. Not knowing what to expect, I wore what I thought was an appropriate dress, with stockings and medium-heeled shoes, my hair done as best as I could. Ben was certainly pleased with my appearance. It was a fairly good-sized town with a variety of stores and the ubiquitous Walmart store. Ben told me to buy whatever I needed for the house and for myself. We had compiled a list of household items, but there was nothing I needed in clothing. His wife's wardrobe was holding very well, except for underwear. I did buy more lingerie, I felt better having my own, and I needed larger bras, cup size, that is. He suggested I buy fresh cosmetics so I'd have my own there too. So I stocked up on lipstick, foundation creams, and eyeshadow, and of course hair conditioners. I even stopped to have my hair done professionally, where I picked up a lot of pointers on grooming long hair, something Jack never had to do. Ben took me to the medical clinic for a checkup because of the prolonged exposure to hormones. After explaining my situation to the physician, how I felt and my intentions, he put me on a maintenance dose of Premarin so I wouldn't change back to being a man. He said I had been getting a hefty dose of animal-strength estrogen. Even absorbed through my skin, I was lucky I didn't suffer any organ damage to my body. Other than the changes I had experienced, I was okay. I admitted that I had become happy about the changes. Ben met a few friends and neighbors and introduced me as his mail-order bride. I asked him to explain that. He said a lot of single men in small, isolated towns advertise for women in big city newspapers looking for brides. Many women respond by coming to visit.